Thank you for joining My Not Today. I'm your host, Bob Tim, and my guest today is Daryl Handelsman. Daryl has been on the show before, and Daryl is the general manager of the Souris Valley Saber Dogs. Welcome back, Daryl.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Good to be here.
Daryl, it's really exciting to me that you are here because that means the Saber Dogs are coming back.
Yes, for sure. With excitement, we're coming back. So, yeah, we had a great first year and looking forward to year number two.
It was great. And I want to remind people that the Saber Dogs are not a professional team in the manner that the players are paid or anything like that. These are college students, so we may not have the same team back.
Correct. Yeah, there'll be some turnover from year to year, and I think it's important to point out, you know, we operate like a professional team. The only difference, I guess, would be we're not paying the players. They're getting the experience of playing in a what it'd be a professional baseball league would be like, and they're living with host families, and they're playing 64 games in about 75 days. So it's a grind, and it's a great training ground for them.
I was going to say, too, that, and you already touched upon it, that these kids aren't here staying at the Grand International. They are hosted. There's host families. Are you looking for families now, Daryl?
Yeah, we're always looking for families. We have, to me, the host family program is one of the neatest things that we do. And families from around our community take these kids in for the summer. They're here from about, you know, Memorial Day till about the middle of August. And so it's about a 10, 11-week season. And the families don't get paid. They do get season tickets for all of their immediate family. And they become kind of part of the Saber Dogs family. And from my experience in doing this and being in this business, the families and the players generally now, especially with social media, remain close for years and years and years once they come and stay with them. So, you know, for us, like you said, to put them up at a hotel or get them an apartment would not be feasible in our business model to do that. But to have them come in, and I think it makes their parents more comfortable knowing these kids are going to come and stay with a nice family in town here. And, you know, it takes about, we have 30 players, and we also had to house all of our front office interns. So we had 37 people in total last year to house. And I'm happy to say that the community was amazing. And we had about 25 families that stepped up and took people in. And we're always looking for more. We can never have enough good families. So yeah, you can always reach Savannah in our office, and she can always take care of that stuff for you.
As a parent of a college student, it would be very comforting to me to know that my daughter is staying with a caring family and not in her own apartment or whatever. I like that idea. And there may be people listening today that are recently empty nesters and they miss having a child around or whatever.
Right.
I hate to use that word child, but a young adult, whatever.
Well, yeah. Well, and it's funny, when I go speak in public or we talk about host families, I always tell people, if you're an empty nester or you're somebody with young kids at home, I think those are the two groups that you see the most people kind of wanting to do this. And either you have, you know, if you have space in your home and you can afford it and it's not a burden to you, it really is a great thing. And the players are, you know, they come from all over the country and they're nice kids and they're college kids, like you said, and it's nice to put them somewhere where they're comfortable and safe, and you know, they get a warm bed and a roof over their head for the summer. They're not around a lot. If you look at our schedule, they're traveling half the time, they'll be gone. So yeah, it's a unique program, very similar to billet families in hockey here. And as a matter of fact, we have some families that do both. Talk about just great big-hearted people take these kids into their homes for the summer. It really is, like I said, without that program we wouldn't exist.
You mentioned Savannah Young being back. She's your assistant.
She is. She's our assistant general manager and keeps me on track and going in the right direction. And she does a lot of our group ticket sales, corporate outings, hospitality. She does run our host family program. And yeah, she's a vital part of what we do.
And you mentioned to me that you have a new director, returning director, corporate sales, Jose Sajor.
Right. Jose is the new director of corporate sales. He was with us during the summer as an intern and did such an amazing job. We decided to bring him back full time. And he ran our ticket booth. Anybody that came to a game last year and bought a ticket knows Jose. And he's got a big heart and a big personality. And we're very fortunate to have him. And he's getting his first taste of snow now.
I want to let the listeners know that I live directly across the street from the grandstands. And I feel the Sabre Dogs have done an amazing job of reviving the spirit of baseball in Minot. Prior to the Sabre Dogs arriving, if I saw 20 people in the stands at a game, that would be about it. And yet, during the season, there were times you drew 1,000 people to the stands.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, thanks for being such a good neighbor. My reaction when I first found out you lived across the street was, oh no, he's not going to like us very much. But no, the people in the neighborhood were amazing, first of all, our neighbors, and supportive and put up with so much with the crowds. And you know, like you said, we did have a few nights. Our last night of the year for the playoffs, we had 1,100 people at the game. And you saw that growth, and certainly different than maybe a high school game or an American Legion game, where the parking lot's not overflowing and people aren't parking in your driveway. I personally saw a few people run into your carport to get foul balls during games. So yeah, the growth we had was amazing and certainly exciting, and it was great to be able to share that with the people in the neighborhood and to be across from the zoo and to be in such an iconic stadium. It was really neat for us to be able to share that with people that may have not had a chance to experience it in the past.
I also wanted to say that I believe it really did spark more interest in baseball in Minot overall, that the high school games and the Legion games and so forth also benefited from the excitement that you generated, that more people were in the stands because of the Sabre Dogs, even though it may not have been a Sabre Dogs game. You just mentioned the ballpark. Let's talk about some notarization you got for the ballpark there, the Ballpark Digest.
Yeah, that was really a neat honor. They run a contest for the last few summers, and they ask fans to vote, and they break it down through different categories. So we're in the summer collegiate baseball category, and we were named the best stadium in the country for summer collegiate baseball, which encompasses about 50 leagues and over 500 teams around the country. And it was a fan vote. And, you know, we were talking earlier, I think it just speaks to the growth that we had, the excitement that the community has for us. And it's nice to be part of bringing that back to our community, to expose Corbett Field to people that may not have had a chance to be there. You know, we have brand new turf field. And so to be honored in our first season was such a great award. And the team that had won it the last year was the Madison Mallards in the Northwoods League. They are the preeminent team in our industry. So to follow that up and to be the next winner, we're extremely proud. And I think it speaks to our fans and our staff and how hard they worked. And really, you know, it's a nice feather in our cap. It was great for the city. I mean, Minot was mentioned all over the country in a national publication. And so I think it's a win-win for everybody.
And like you said, we're a rookie team, and yet we beat out teams that have been in this league for 25 years, did you say?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, summer collegiate baseball has really been growing for the last 20, 25 years. And to compete against some of the teams that we did and with their existing fan bases, and to get our fans excited and able to, you know, rally them up and get them to vote for us, was really, you know, it's a true testament to our staff, I think. And like I said, our fan base to the city, the Parks Department deserves a lot of credit for, you know, Ron Merritt and his staff doing an amazing job taking care of the facility. And, you know, you walk in there, you don't even realize it's 80 years old.
Yeah.
You know, it looks pretty good. And we're excited to share that. And we're excited for people all over the country to see it.
Do you feel that piece in Ballpark Digest may have helped lure the All-Star game to Minot?
I do.
And let's tell people about the All-Star game.
Sure. No, that's probably our biggest news for moving forward for 2019. Yeah, we were awarded the Expedition League All-Star game about a month ago. And that's, you know, it'll be a two-day event in the middle of July, July 15th and 16th. The first day we'll have a fan fest, home run derby, autographs, that kind of thing. And then that's a Monday. And then on Tuesday, the 16th of July, we'll have a luncheon with a guest speaker and, you know, a nice catered luncheon. And we'll honor all the players. And then we'll play the game that night. And, you know, and you won't probably find a bigger group of amateur talent and better talent in the country playing baseball that night. So that'll be a fun time and really another great feather in the cap for the city.
And this, again, this is a big thing. This isn't just honoring the people on the Saberdogs. This is the league-wide.
Right. The league has expanded now to 10 teams. It was 8 teams last year, so now there's 10. So, yeah, representatives from all the other 9 cities in the league will be all coming to Minot for a couple days, getting hotel rooms, buying meals, buying gas, going to the mall, obviously coming out to Corbett. And yeah, it's a great thing for the city of Minot. It's a great thing for the Saberdogs. We're extremely proud. We feel honored to be chosen. And now we want to put on the best show we can.
And let's talk about what made you such a success. We're already getting a little low on time. So what I wanted to say is that there is something for everybody. And as ridiculous as this may sound, you draw a lot of people that really don't care about baseball. And it's because there's so much going on. There's something for the entire family going on during a Saberdogs game.
Correct. I mean, our tagline last year was, when it comes to fun, the sky's the limit. And really, that's what we're selling fun. We're not selling baseball. It's family fun. It's entertainment. It's things like the Superstars and Bucket Ruckus and some of these other entertainment groups that we brought in that are very family friendly. You know, for younger kids, we had our kids area with bounce houses and a prize wheel, all of which was free for kids. You know, I felt like if you give people a fair value for their money and try to entertain them in a clean environment with good food and cold beverages, I think that's what people want. And so we really focused on that aspect of it, not the baseball part of it. So we view ourselves as a family entertainment company. And so we want to make sure that everybody walks out of the stadium with a smile on their face, whether we win or lose, and know that they can't wait for the next game to see what other crazy things we're going to do. Or maybe they want to be part of an on-field promotion, or maybe they want to get a giveaway item that we're doing. And those are things that, you know, we're constantly trying to improve the fan experience out there.
There's never a dull moment, and there's never a quiet moment.
True. Spoken like a true neighbor of ours.
And there's things between innings. Even on the field, there's things between innings. Savannah does a great job with that. And there's just always something going on. You don't snooze when you're at the stadium, like when you're watching a game on TV and you think, man, this is slow. It's not.
No, I think a lot of people's first reaction if they ask them about baseball is that they're bored or there's too much downtime. And so you try to fill for us, that's the fun time, is the when there's not a pitch going on, then something else is going on, whether it's a dance party or an on-field promotion with 2 kids, or it's, you know, just playing music all the time and keeping the energy up. And that is what we're trying to achieve out there. So it's fun when you can do those things and people start to expect that. And yeah, like you said before, probably the nicest comment we get is when people walk out and say, God, I can't stand baseball, but I love coming to your games.
Right. And there's something for everybody. There's the kids have the bouncy houses. There's always great food and beverages that you would expect. The teens love it because they just attract each other to it.
Right.
And it's just a great family thing.
Thank you. Yeah, it's just become the place. It started to become the place to be for all ages. And like you said earlier, I think there's something for everybody out there. And, you know, it's just up to us to continue to improve the experience, continue to provide those things for our community and give people a place to go in the summer where they can have a good time.
Darryl, we have run out of time. I don't know if we'll have another interview before that first pitch, but I sure hope we have another one before the last pitch of the season.
Yeah, me too. I look forward to it.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.